fishing all the time. Keep going fishing too. All right, Leaf is here. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf, how's it going?
Oh, man, not too shabby at all.
It is a different weather pattern we've got going from the last time we got
100%,
together.
100%.
It's like 80 degrees today or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. And that changes things.
Yeah, it's warm. It's been getting warm, and that's been changing things up rapidly.
I'll bet.
You know, we went right from snow to dust.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, lakes that were pretty darn cool just a little while ago are mm-hmm. already warm. One that I fish all the time was warming up yesterday mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Yeah,
you know,
bet.
I was pretty surprised. So might want to shift those times to the usual fishing times, morning, evening.
Yep.
You know, but also look for some really exciting hatches like the damsels.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
And some calabatus hatch at this time of the year.
Yeah.
As well, when it comes to the still water, you know, just sort of some things coming to fruition or mm-hmm. some of my intuition has been correct. Omak Lake was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Got over there with a friend last week and just packs of fish, packs
cool.
of fish. And, you know, it's still, I would say, one more week of quality fishing there. And this is that extreme stuff where it'd be great to have kids or somebody that, you know, just you really want to turn them on to a unique experience. Well, that's it right
oh,
now.
Cool. So how close to the shore are they? I mean,
they were swimming behind me when I was swimming when I was standing in ankle deep water.
Oh my goodness.
So they're in as little as 6 inches of water sometimes right now.
Oh, they're right.
And I would
there.
Really encourage people to kind of know the difference when they're there fishing between cruising, feeding fish, and those are two different things. Cruising fish may still be honing in on their spot where they want to decide to spawn or try to spawn or who they want to spawn with,
mm-hmm.
but they're not doing it yet. So they're still pretty much fair game. And there's also some folks, some fish with them that may not even spawn. You can tell the skip spawners, just like our steelhead, in that they're sort of a little bit more of a chrome. And the ones that are heading towards spawn, a little more colored. The ones that are spawning, a little darker. The ones post-spawn, very dark.
Okay.
You'll also see another group of fish, though, that are very, you know, bright. And they are very obviously feeding. And usually in singles, ones, twos, and threes, and mm-hmm. spread out. And they're coming to the surface and feeding. And we had a phenomenal time on dry fly action, too.
Oh, fun.
We're getting like 26-inch fish coming up, rising to that little Griffith's gnat. Or, you know, chronomids were really out in mass, so you could use some sort of anything that mimics that pile of midges, basically, like the Griffith's gnat or some upright wing, maybe, because there are some calabatus there too.
Okay.
This time of the year. So a lot of fun.
Maybe we should remind folks we're talking about Lahontan's.
Correct.
Okay.
Omak Lake. And you know, you got to go to North 40 there, or like my friend did, you could actually find the license online. He said it was a little bit tough. He kind of had to get it through his phone and then print it off some other way. So if you're in the area of the Omak North 40 fly shop, just stop in there or just get it while you're in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was incredible, though. I can't stress that enough. But also another tip I would give people is that one of my old methods of fishing was really paying off there. One of the original ones that I found was to just stand back a ways from the shore
mm-hmm.
and cast into that last 3 or 4 feet of water from the bank, which is maybe a foot deep or 2 feet deep. Leave that scud or chronomid in some hopefully more snag-free substrate if you can find mm-hmm. a band of sand or coarse gravel where it's not going to get snagged. I like mm-hmm. to just leave it there and wait for the fish to come. In the case of a chronomid, what they're looking to see is a slow 1 foot rise off the bottom. So it's just a slow strip, 1 foot, right when you see them, real slow. And you can repeat that right after it touches the bottom. With the scud, they kind of want to see a doop, 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 little dart, little shrimpy kind of motion, and back to the bottom. Boop, boop, boop. You know, or 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
So a little smaller, choppier strips as opposed to that slow, steady pull. The chronomid was kind of seeming to be more attractive to them, which makes sense because I don't know how many scuds there are in that water, but there are a lot of chronomid. So, that's my tip for you on that.
I love that you become an expert in insect behavior.
It's only taken almost a decade of fishing that lake, and I've started to figure it out a little bit. But, you know, it can be fun just on day of, but don't think just because there's packs of fish that it's going to be a gimme. Boy, there were a lot of denials. You've got to get it right. Long leaders and stealth. That's the way to go.
Well, that's the fun way to approach this with some knowledge and you know, try and get it right.
Yeah, and the wee hours were better, of course.
Okay.
Really, really good. And it got very slow and very hot. in the middle of the day. Like I always say, bring the sunblock right now. It was really, really
good
sunny,
point.
Which was great. But anyway, back to the Metau Valley and surrounding area, still waters.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we were thinking and talking about last week, Buck Lake and Black Pine. Both were closed last year due to fire. Both had a year skip in planting. So more food on the table for the fish that were in there and more fish being left in there instead of on people's tables. So
There
are some very nice fish. I saw some pictures from Sarah and Glenn and Jimbo were all up at Black Pine and just some real chubby bunnies, as we call
Sweet.
Them. Maybe 15 inches long, but just bricks.
Nice.
And I also just had a great report from another friend in the fly club from up there at Buck Lake. And the same guy also told me he had a 20, 30 fish day down at Rat Lake, too.
So,
and those
rat.
Are, those are, you know, a lot of them holdover fish, too, not just fresh out of the back of the truck catchables, which is unfortunately more of what you're going to get when you go to Big and Little Twin. They had a big fish kill.
Yeah.
And so that's just kind of what we're looking at. Like we talked about in the last report, they tried to put some bigger fish in, but most of those fish are fresh off the truck. So if you're looking for something different, you could go up to those other lakes. Campbell did have a few make it through the over-harvesting last year and the winter. So there are some holdovers there, albeit a little bit slimmer numbers. Have not had any word from Buzzard or from Cougar yet. Leader sounds like a lot of fun and sounds like people have been doing pretty well up at Perigen. Yeah, I think that's about what I've had word from.
Okay.
And so people are having a good old time out there on those lakes, but I would definitely, you know, tell you shift over into those. Oh, Frost. Frost did not entirely winter kill. There are some holdovers up there, some 20 plus inch fish still.
Okay.
You know, it's as it's known for, some big old hogs. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we did go straight from snow to dust. So please cut those people a break on Frost Lake Road.
Go slow.
And go slow because they're right next to the road and they're not super stoked on dust. We are coming up on Memorial Day weekend, though, and that is that magical time for myself and so many people like me where the rivers, all the rivers in the state, open. And with our slim snowpack here, and I know a couple of the other counties in the state, don't look for that runoff to last for long. It looks like it's going to peak around the evening of the 15th of this month. And so I would expect for it to be in real good shape for fishing by first or second week of June. You know, so don't expect, because it's open, though, that it's going to be fishing right on Memorial Day. Might still be pretty brown. So you can always give me a shout or check out some of those smaller tributaries. I'll probably be going over and checking out the Okanagan for some smallmouth. Been talking about that with Sarah, or maybe going and hitting a couple of these spring creeks that we're not so known for around here, but we do have in the Okanagan County. So,
indeed.
You know, there are other alternatives besides just the Metau River that are very beautiful as well around here.
Right on.
So if you need any of that fishing gear to get you out there, you need some of those, some tips on those lakes in the Okanagan side, the Sinlihican, and all those beautiful places over there, you can always ask Keith and the guys at the North 40 Fly Shop. You can get your stuff sent to your door from the North40FlyShop.com. And I'd also like to thank my friends over there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham for making that great gear that's kept me dry all winter long. And looking forward to seeing you here pretty soon doing some fishing with you, my man. And yeah, you know, as usual, if you want to book a trip, get some fishing tips, I'm always your man. You can get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. You can send me a message at metaufishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can get the podcast or read some of my blogs at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And hey, y'all, it's that time of the year. Put that sunblock on to take care of one another and get that fish right on, baby.
Going fishing all the time. People going fishing too. Bet your life your sweet wife can.